WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Your daily dose of wisdom with a dash of humor, right here with your pal Dylan Brooks. You ever find yourself caught in that negativity spiral? We've all been there, right? One bad thing happens, then another, and suddenly you feel like the world's out to get you. Well, guess what? Stoicism has got your back. Today, we're diving into a powerful weapon against those gloomy vibes. Gratitude and positivity. Think of it like this. Negativity is like that annoying house guest who overstays their welcome, but gratitude and positivity are the friendly hosts who throw them out the door and make room for good times. Ready to kick negativity to the curb? Let's do this. First things first, let's talk about gratitude. It's more than just saying thank you when someone holds a door open. It's about actively recognizing and appreciating the good stuff in your life, even the little things. Think about that steaming cup of coffee in the morning, the warm sunshine on your face, or that hilarious meme that made you snort laugh out loud. Those are all things to be grateful for. Now, I know what you're thinking, Dylan, easy for you to say. You always seem so positive. Well, trust me, even I have bad days. But here is the thing. Focusing on gratitude helps shift my perspective. It's like a mental reset button. When I find myself dwelling on the negative, I take a moment to list three things I'm grateful for, and bam. Suddenly, that negativity feels less overwhelming. Number 2. Positivity isn't about ignoring the bad stuff, it's about choosing how you respond to it. Ever felt like life is throwing curveballs? Well, get ready because they're coming your way, no matter who you are. But here's the Stoic secret. Instead of getting knocked down by those curveballs, view them as opportunities for growth and learning. Think about it this way. When things go wrong, do you want to crumble like a stale cookie, or do you want to rise above it like a phoenix? Choose the latter. Embrace challenges, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward. Remember, adversity is inevitable, but your attitude towards it is what makes all the difference. Next up, cultivate positive self-talk. You wouldn't talk down to your best friend, right? So why do we often treat ourselves with such harsh criticism? Start treating yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer a loved one. Replace those negative inner voices with encouraging and supportive ones. Instead of thinking, I can't do this, try I'm going to give it my best shot. Number 4. Surround yourself with positive people. You know that saying, you're the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Well, it's true. Seek out those who uplift you, inspire you, and make you want to be a better version of yourself. Avoid those energy vampires who constantly drain your positivity. Remember, you have the power to choose your tribe. Finally, practice mindfulness. Stoicism is all about living in the present moment. Don't dwell on the past or worry about the future. Focus on what you can control right now and appreciate the beauty of this very moment. Take a deep breath, feel the sun on your skin, listen to the birds singing, savor these simple pleasures. Let me tell your story about a friend of mine, Sir. She used to be so caught up in negativity, always complaining about her job, her relationships, everything. But then she started practicing gratitude and positivity. She made a conscious effort to focus on the good things, even the smallest ones. She started a gratitude journal, listing 3 things she was thankful for every day. She surrounded herself with supportive friends and started meditating regularly. You know what happened? Sarah's life transformed. She became more resilient, happier, and even landed her dream job. So there you have it, the power of gratitude and positivity is real. By practicing these principles, you can overcome negativity, cultivate resilience, and unlock your full potential. Remember, every day is a fresh start. Choose to embrace gratitude, nurture positivity, and watch your life transform. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some small things you're grateful for today? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's inspire each other. And don't forget to subscribe to Everyday Stoicism, your daily dose of wisdom with a dash of humor, waiting right here for you. Until next time, keep it stoic and keep it positive.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.